The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Question for you, Abby. You're on a dating app, and a dude confesses to you that he's 30 years old and has never been kissed. I think you just answered. I was going to ask you if that is a red flag. How do you look at that if he's 30 years old, never kissed somebody?
It's not a red flag as much as it is a turnoff. But I want to be empathetic here. And I would want to know why. You know, were you in a cult for 29 years? And you've just now broken out.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of religious trauma growing up? Are you just kind of a wussy? Like, you just didn't have any like balls to approach a woman? Like, there's a lot of follow-up questions.
Zero opportunity.
Zero. There was probably plenty of opportunity. So really the turnoff is just kind of like, I don't know. I love a guy with a big personality who's very outgoing. So for me, you're just telling me that you're not my type in that moment. Because if you're 30 and you haven't kissed anybody, then you're probably not the kind of personality type that I'm attracted to.
Yeah, because it means that screams no initiative to me.
Yes.
Or like you're just,
really?
Yes. It seems to me like you're more of a person that stands back rather than goes after what you want.
Okay, so let's bring it down a little bit. How about 28?
28.
28 never kissed. Same thing?
Yeah.
The age doesn't matter to me. If you're above the age of, I'm going to give it 21.
Yeah.
If you are out of the college age range and you haven't kissed somebody, that to me is kind of like, what were you doing for all those years?
Yeah. I'm the same with Abby. I feel like, and this isn't to shame or this isn't to show lack of empathy. I probably know it sounds like that, but it makes you look like a dog looking at a whistle. Like, huh? Like how
is that possible?
Yeah. How is that possible? Like you definitely have to get to the why of it. But that would be, it would be something that I wouldn't want to know and that I don't feel like you should disclose.
Okay. Well, Harper here is 24. She's not 28, she's not 30, but she is 24. According to you, Abby, we're in the zone here where it's going to be uncomfortable if she tells somebody this.
Just a little bit, okay? Just a little bit.
Harper's on the voice disguiser. Hey, Harper, okay, so you're 24 years old. You have never been kissed, but you think it might be happening this weekend.
Yeah, so I just don't have much of a dating history. Like, all through high school, college, even now in grad school, I've just been really focused on school, right? So I haven't really had time for, like, friendships and certainly not dating. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I've gone on, like, 2 dates ever up until now. But I, you know, I struggle with anxiety. I just haven't really, like, put myself out there to even meet guys. But that changed recently, and so now I've been on 2 dates with one person, and we have our third date on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure he's going to expect to kiss me, but as you said, the problem is I've never done that, and I just, like, I don't know how to kiss, you know? Like, I know everybody has a first time, right? But like you said, it's usually well before 24, like a teenager.
I don't know about these guys, but my practice kisses were with myself in the sixth grade in America.
Same.
I was kissing myself.
I was about to ask, like, how did you, I kissed my Joey McIntyre pillow.
Oh, you did? No, mine was more pathetic than that. Mine was straight up on the mirror.
I never did any of that because I felt so stupid doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Yeah. I mean, it's stupid, but nobody's going to know until, like,
I knew that was enough.
On the radio. Oh.
And it was simple because my reflection knew which way I was going. Yeah. Right? And there was no confusion going on there at all.
You got to do the back of your hand trick. You know, you got to put up like your two fingers and you got to do a little, because then you can do the motions.
And then you can open it up a little bit like you're going to get some tongue.
Yeah, you can practice the tongue movements, do a little tongue workout.
Put your tongue in there.
Maybe we should have got a CPR doll.
I mean, this is not helping Harper at all.
Yeah, anyway, Harper. So you're nervous not about the date, but come the end of the date, you think, like, he's going to go in and what? What's your anxiety here? That you're going to have to kiss for the very first time and you're going to really suck at it?
I just, like, I don't know how easy it is, you know? And, like, I don't really want to tell him and have him think that I'm weird. So I don't know if he's going to know that I've never done it. And I guess, is it better to be honest and hope that he doesn't judge me or...
All right, Harper, here we go. Ready? Here we go. One, there's going to be so many YouTube tutorials. So I highly recommend. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, how to kiss on YouTube?
Yes, abso-freaking-lutely.
There's one that I watched. It's a Howcast with Michael Blaustein. Everybody I know my age has watched that
video.
Yeah, it's like how to have a hot make-o.
Yeah, of course there's going to be YouTube tutorials on how to kiss. So definitely look at those. Do not tell him, okay? So don't drink too much because you don't want to be sloppy. So kind of keep your wits about you and try to control the nerves. So at the end of the date, when he leans in, whatever you do, don't lean back, all right? Because you want to do this, right?
Yeah, okay, I like him a lot. I'm just nervous.
Okay, you're fine. We're going to talk this through, all right? So let him take the lead. 9 times out of 10, he's going to lean his head to the right. You're going to lean your head to the right. And then you're going to go in and then you're going to lock lips. And then just follow his lead. I promise it's not as complicated and difficult as you think it is in your head. You are not going to be bad at this. This is your kissing destiny. It is going to happen this weekend.
Yes. The kiss that you're going to get at the end of the date here is very different than a makeout session or a heavy petting session.
Yeah.
This one is just like softly pucker, let him do that. And here's something you need to remember also, and this might alleviate some of your pressure. He's just as nervous as you are.
Yeah,
he's probably kissed more than you have, but he's just as nervous at that first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But we assume that our nerves are worse than the other person's. It's not true.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that he's not, if not more or less nervous.
I'm sure he is. I mean, there's a difference between having a first kiss with somebody and having your first kiss ever. So again, dude, watch the YouTube tutorials. Don't get too drunk. Don't lean away when he leans in. Tilt your head ever so slightly to the right. Like Bert said, pucker ever so slightly and follow his lead.
And don't do too much tongue too quick.
No.
No tongue.
That's an advanced move. Just keep it all inside.
Yes. No tongue this weekend.
Keep it inside.
Unless he inserts his tongue and then you can ever so lightly play with his.
Oh, that's an advanced move. She's not going to know what to do with that.
I think at 24, I think her brain's developed enough that it's just going to click in and it's going to be like... It's going to be like autopilot.
Yeah.
The tongue is tricky, man. It's tricky. You have to have the right amount in there. I have kissed women that have had that tongue in there way too long. No. Sometimes it's too hard.
Hey, she's not putting her tongue in his mouth. If he inserts his tongue in her mouth, then she's going to play with it ever so lightly.
No, you need to scream.
No, you're not.
Scream in fear and say, help. Help me.
I've never done this before. And then just run away. No. Harper, you got this. Seriously. I have all the faith in the world in you.
Ariel is here to help you out. Ariel, help Harper, who is 24 years old and is pretty convinced she is going to have her first kiss this weekend.
Yes. I just wanted to say, like, there's nothing to be worried about. Like, I was in the same boat as you, Harper. I was 23 and I had never been kissed. And there was this guy I was seeing. And he just leaned in and he kissed me. And we actually, my first kiss was a makeout session, so it went really well.
Really?
Okay. It comes naturally, doesn't it, Ariel?
Yeah, it really does. Like, you just forget about all the nerves of like, oh, this is my first time. And it's just, if it happens, it happens.
Oh, and another tip, Harper, close your eyes.
Wide open. Don't blink.
This is an important one right here.
This
is very important.
So, yeah, as you're going, leaning in, tilt your head. Before you touch lips, close your eyes because you don't want to be staring at him while you're kissing him.
No, she's wrong. What you want to do is you want to open your eyes as large as they go. As large as they go. Like you're shocked, right? And you want him to see that during the kiss.
Watch the YouTube videos, man. Yeah.
Michael Blaustein will show you how to do it.
Can we do this here? Because as you guys said, that there are YouTube videos. Most of them are really short, like a minute to a minute and a half. Katie, can you find a couple of these that we can play in 10 minutes? I have never heard one, and I am very curious on the instructions on how to kiss.
Yep, okay. We can do that.
All right, Harper, good luck. Let's check back with you on Monday, okay?
You got this.
Okay.
All right.
You're on The Burt Show.
I am super curious because we just had a listener on a couple of minutes ago that was saying she's 24 years old and she is super nervous that she has never been kissed. She's going out on a third date with a dude and she knows this kiss is coming. So she was super nervous about it. And Abby was saying that when she was younger, most people your age, you're 27 now?
I'm about to turn 27. I'm so
old. 27. Oh, so old. that you have seen like tutorials on how to kiss online.
Yeah, and just about everybody I know in the Gen Z age range has seen this specific HowCast video. It's a comedian named Michael Blaustein and some woman, I don't know who she is, but it's them on a couch teaching you how to kiss in different ways. So there's how to kiss dirty, there's how to kiss long and slow, there's how to kiss with tongue, and then there's also just the basics of how to kiss. And I believe we have a couple of the clips, Katie?
Yes, two of the clips, right?
We actually have three. So we have how to be the best kisser,
okay.
How to kiss confidently, and advanced tongue kissing.
Oh, this is perfect. The same thing that makes a great kisser makes a best friend. They listen and they pay attention to what you need. So when two people have the most perfect kiss ever, it's because they are really like a mirror image of one another. There's complete reciprocity. They open their mouths at the same time. They have just the right amount of tongue at the same time. And you can achieve that by paying attention to your partner. So if you go into a kiss with like this agenda, just like thrust your tongue on down there, there's a good chance that your partner is going to be on a different page. So, ladies, you want to let the man be in the driver's seat on this and let him set the pace for the kiss. And then you reciprocate, but don't escalate.
Reciprocate, but don't escalate.
It's 2024. Can we not escalate a few things up in here?
It sounds like a good mantra. Reciprocate, don't escalate. Just say that in your head when he goes in for the kiss.
Now, again, this is the first kiss.
Yes,
right?
The first kiss.
Okay, Katie, in the second clip, which one is this?
This is, you want to have confidence when you go in for that kiss. And this is what you should think about.
This is my secret little trick to feel better about your kissing skills and your self-esteem in general. Pick a movie character that you really, really admire. For me, it's Angelina Jolie in the movie Original Sin, which is like...
so hot.
So hot.
She's so hot.
It's old and it's like really random, but honestly, in that film, she taught me everything I need to know about flirting. Like biting your lip and tilting your head down and looking up and like being sexy and strong, but also being vulnerable. So find a movie character that you admire. And when it comes time for you to display that confidence, go in your head and say, I am Ashley Tisdale in High School Musical.
All right, the biting of the lip and the looking up in the sexy way is way too advanced for our first-time listener.
Yes, yeah, it can go way too wrong. So the first one would be a video that she would watch having never been kissed, and it's going to happen at the age of 24 this weekend. These other videos are for her next couple
of
days.
I mean, if she tries this, the biting of the lip thing, the subtle biting of the lip thing, she may legitimately bite her lip open because of the adrenaline.
Oh, she's going to be a bleeder.
Or worse, look like a little chipmunk. Like,
and that's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
Okay, third clip.
Now, this is a WikiHow video on tongue kissing techniques.
Are you unsure about what to do with your tongue while kissing?
Always.
Here are some advanced techniques for what to do with your tongue when you and your partner want to take your kiss to the next level.
Thanks.
Begin by running your tongue along their lower lip. If they seem really into it, gently push the tip of your tongue into their mouth. You can run your tongue along the inside of their teeth. Don't overdo it.
Ew.
Your tongue is a strong muscle.
No.
So remember to go slowly and not put too much of your tongue into their mouth at once.
Yes. I am not running my tongue over anybody's teeth.
You just gotta, you know, it's like you're flossing for them. It's nice. It's romantic.
Ew.
It's a super advanced move. I've had it done on me and it's not as bad as you think.
Running the tongue over the teeth?
Yeah, it has to be in the right time, but it's not awful. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not 100% off. Did you have you guys ever kissed somebody that was so bad that gave them a nickname and used to refer to that nickname when you were talking to your friends about how bad that that kiss was?
Oh, yeah.
This might be a good question to ask you guys. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you labeled a dude because of his bad kissing, and then when you brought him up in casual conversation before, your friends wouldn't remember his name, but you're like, you remember what I told you about that dude? You know, like Slobbery Sam.
Oh, mine was Slobbers.
It was?
Absolutely. Because when we kissed, it was so awful. We would get done kissing, making out, and my chin would be sopping wet from the amount of saliva that was coming out of his mouth. It was so disgusting. Kevin, I will never forget that.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
So I had a guy in my phone this summer that I just labeled catfish because I felt like he looked completely different from his profile pictures. But I was stupid and I went out on 3 different dates with him. And on the third date, because I'm like, maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe like things will get better. And I remember on the third date, he was really like trying to go in for the kill. And so he starts kissing me. And then it was so bad that I changed his name in my phone from catfish to catfish lips because it was so fishy and gross.
I have talked about this girl on the show before. We went to middle school together and high school together, and she's still a dear friend. Like, we hit each other up on DMs, but she was the worst. It was a hard tongue.
Hard?
It was a hard, hard tongue.
Like, you were getting jabbed?
Yes. And it freaked me out because it was just so hard and it was swirly. I didn't know what to do it.
Oh, asking you shall receive, Burt Weiss.
Kathy, good morning. The nickname that you gave him because he was such a bad kisser.
So I called him the cow because he came straight on with nothing but tongue.
The cow.
Yeah. Have you ever seen cows stick their tongues out?
Yes.
It is. It's something. It is something. Those things are long. They curl. They're a little pointed at the end. And they are very strong. They are very, very strong.
I don't know. You're really selling this guy right now.
He was just kissing the wrong place.
Jesus, that just couldn't do it.
As a woman, I mean, she's boy sober right now, so anything sounds really good. Kaylee, good morning. The nickname you gave him because he was such a bad kisser.
Hi. So it was when I was about 17. I didn't have very much experience kissing. It was probably my second or third kiss, first time with this guy. We went out on a date and he brought me home. We're standing in the driveway and there was no lips. It was only teeth.
Ew.
So, yeah. I don't know how that happened, but it wasn't great. So I gave him the nickname of Teeth.
Sure.
And that is how me and my friends referred to him for forever on.
I'm trying to even in my head picture what that looks like.
I picture Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
He was like so happy. He's going in with just like a big grin.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. He was so bad you nicknamed his kiss the what?
Lizard Boy.
Lizard Boy.
Oh, it was awful. Like the inside of my lip was literally bleeding by the time it was over.
Lizard Boy. He's just darting that tongue in and out.
Yes, it was so gross. It was horrible.
Terrible. Yeah, and you never forget that. Tammy, good morning. The nickname you gave the bad kisser?
The fidget spinner.
The fidget spinner?
How does that work?
When I went in one way, he would go the other way, and then it just all got out of control. And it was like trying to mess with a fidget spinner.
All right, the fidget spinner and one more here. Good morning, Ruthie. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, it was windshield wiper.
Oh, yeah, like wee, 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 wee.
Oh, because he had it in his mouth and he was just going from left to right.
Back and forth.
It was gross.
Is anybody else like taking their tongue over their teeth during this entire conversation?
It's shocking at first, but it's not. Once you absorb it, it's really not that awful. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not endorsing it.
Got it.
It's an advanced move.
Yes.
And it's not going to be received all that well initially.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, so I'm sure teachers, if you guys are listening right now, we'd love to get your take on this. Did this teacher cross the line? Too much information?
Yeah, this question is geared towards parents because I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of parents, including my girlfriend, and I was curious as to how you all would handle the situation because I'm at this point, I guess, where my girlfriend's daughter feels comfortable talking to me about her day. And I'm honored. And I'm like, okay, cool. Tell me what happened at school. Like, how's band going? And so one day she tells me that her teacher, she's talking about her teachers that she likes, the one she doesn't like. And she says, yeah, one of my teachers, she just every day, she's just like just trauma dumping on us. Like, she's just telling us her whole life story. Like, she's engaged and she talks about how she wants to break off her engagement because she's just not in love with this guy.
She's telling the class this?
She's telling the class this. Now,
and,
mind you.
And again, how old are...
11.
So we're in middle school.
Sixth graders.
Okay.
So she's just rambling. Like, she's telling me, like, my girlfriend's daughter's just telling me everything that her teacher says. She's like, she tells me this and that. And some days she just comes in and she just acts like she's not happy because of her whole engagement that she's ready to call off. And I just look at her. I'm like, that's not okay for your teacher to tell you that. And at the same time, why would a teacher tell a group of sixth graders that.
Yeah, she just lost it, man.
I can't speak for how a parent would feel, but I don't understand why your girlfriend's daughter would be complaining about this because for me, all I know is if I'm sitting in math class and I don't want to do algebra and she's starting to trauma dump on me on why she hates her fiance, I'm eating that up every time.
I get that because there was a time where my American government teacher in high school, she would do that. She talked about how much she hated men. She would take a break from government and talk about hating men and why she was a cat lady. But as a parent, if your child tells you this, how do you handle that?
Yeah, I also would love to hear from teachers as well, who I know you guys are like up and like getting ready for school right now. So 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. As a parent, if my kid came home and told me this, I'm not going to let it slide because it's my child is not your therapy. You don't need to be trauma dumping on my kid. And I had a person in my life who did that. And it's, these kids can't help her. Like, they can't, it's not like they can give her a sound advice as to how to fix her engagement. So this isn't going to stop until somebody stops it. And the kids don't need to hear that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it nearly as seriously, to be honest with you. It's not like I'd go to the principal or anything. They'd come home, they would tell me the story. I would probably laugh it off. Is it inappropriate? Yes. Is it worth going to the principal for and reporting the teacher? I probably wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm not reporting the teacher to the principal. I'm talking to the teacher. I don't feel like you have to jump right to, let's have a conversation with somebody and get to the bottom of it. So at the teacher-parent conference, which I have one coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And so the kids are off school. They schedule times. You schedule time. You go and you talk to the teacher about your kid, right? I would walk into that parent-teacher conference and I would sit down and be like, oh, no, girl, we're not talking about Jimmy. What's going on with this divorce? Because my kid is coming home and telling me everything that's going on in your life.
You would not do that. That is your inner a-hole that I don't think you have in you.
I would want to do it. Wouldn't it be amazing if you did?
It would be.
And like, call her out. Be like, why are you telling your, like, why are you airing all your dirty laundry with our kids? They don't need to know this crap.
I'm going to the principal.
Are you?
I am, because I want it to be anonymous because I don't want backlash on my kid. Because if this teacher is the kind of teacher to trauma dump about her relationship to a bunch of 11-year-olds, then I feel like she's the type to be petty enough to like take it out on your kid. you know, like subtly, just make their life uncomfortable. So I would like to anonymously report it.
So you're saying we are not of sound mind here?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. All right.
I'd say, hey, wear this mic so, and then I'll use it on the air on Monday.
Ooh.
Carrie, good morning. You're part of the Virtue. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I teach fifth and I've taught sixth grade last year. I teach fifth grade this year.
Is this
around that age?
Is this fairly common for a teacher just to kind of lose it where they normally wouldn't like emotionally dump on their kids, but they do?
So I've known a couple that have done it, but no, personally, I would not. I don't think it's very professional.
No, it's not.
Yes, I also have kids too, but like I understand wanting to vent. I get that. But you have coworkers that you can vent to. 11-year-olds should not be hearing about that extent of your personal life.
Absolutely right.
I think it's tacky.
It's certainly, I mean, there's no denying it's inappropriate. It's just what do you do with
exactly.
the info?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we all agree that this is, she's out of pocket for doing this, but what are you supposed to do about it?
And imagine being the fiance and finding out that your engagement broke off because of a bunch of 11-year-olds' advice. Like, that's a new low.
She's coming in for the next lesson and be like, all right, I got my pros and my cons. At the end of class, everybody's going to vote whether or not I stay or I call off the engagement.
It just feels like a Saturday Night Live skit to me where Chris Farley comes in and he's just losing it on the students. It's more funny than anything else. But yeah, what you do with the info, that's the serious part of that right now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.